You to part two of our japa in depth online session. It has been my great pleasure really and honor to conduct for the last few days these online sessions, but I feel particularly happy about this one because it is a course which extends over 7 weeks altogether, and this gives me the opportunity to not just scratch the surface but to enter the subject matter in some more depths. I think we all will agree that chanting the holy name to perfection will be a lifelong project, but on the way we will make so many discoveries so that we always remain in the beginner's mind, ready to enter a little bit more the depthness of this ocean. In our last session, it was important for me to convince you a little bit of the self-sufficient nature of the chanting of the holy name. It has its inherent potency. It's called Vastu Shakti. In this session, I would like to go a little bit deeper into one aspect of the practice. This is how we conduct these sessions. First half hour is the theory or the putting the fundaments into the chanting. We do this mainly because with philosophy we become more, faithful. Our faith or Shraddha is built through philosophy, then through people or examples, and finally through practice where we can make our own experience. The fundament of all spiritual practice is obviously conviction or faith, and yes, that's built by these three pillars, philosophy, people, practice. So in this japa session we will hear philosophy, we hopefully will share a few experiences, and then delve right into the practice. Now, once again, welcome, and it's a great pleasure for me to conduct this, and I think this session will have that special flavor of experience. Good. Let me start with one description which we give to the holy name. We call him the Nam Avatar, just like the Lord appears in the form of Varaha or in the form of Narsingadev. He makes also his avatar, his appearance, in the form of the Naam. So, Narsingha avatar, Hansa avatar, so many avatars. But the most accessible one is the Naam avatar, because it is through him that we can really approach the Lord quite easily. We will start today by reading the second text of the Krishnamastakam, which will very much bring out this point of Naam Avatar. It should register now with every one of you, the text, please. It will be pinned in the comment. I will chant it line by line, and I request you to follow along. Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Geyahe Jai Namadeya Muni Brinda Geyahe Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite Tvam Anadarad Api Managudiritam Tvam Anadarapi Managudiritam Nikilo Gratapa Patalim Vilumpasi Nikilo Gratapa Patalim Vilumpasi. That was the Manju Bhashini Mita, a Mita, which denotes a sweet speaking lady. So it should have sounded in your room as if a very sweet sound had been created. Here is the translation. It's an address to the Holy Name. O respectable Holy Name, worthy of being sung by a host of sages. All glories to you, for you have taken on the transcendental form of these wonderful syllables. Namavata, huh? You have taken on the transcendental form of these wonderful syllables in order to please the devotees and ordinary people alike. Even if you are uttered once with disrespect, you destroy all the distresses of a living being. So Krishna has appeared for the devotees, but also the Janaranjanaya. Jana means just ordinary folks, I think you would say, ordinary people. Why? To give ranjana, to give pleasure to them. What type of pleasure? Well, pleasure is the absence of distress. Chanting the holy name with absorption, and we will learn how to do this on a deeper level. I think we started the last session, but we will go deeper here. How to when you chant without a distraction or with full absorption at that time? Yes, the stresses from the mind will disappear, and as a result, you will become very pleased, or as we say in our monk circles, you will become blissful. So this is verse number 2. Would like to read to you a little bit about the some tika. The holy name here is respected for one specific characteristic, that even if he is uttered only a little, indirectly, to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, neglectfully, it can remove unlimited distresses. This means sinful reactions, including the stored up seeds of karma, you know, that which is yet to come, but which at the moment is resting in the subtle body. It can remove this. Now you might say, sometimes I do feel distress, although I chant a little. The speed in which this comes is dependent on your intensity of chanting. But Once someone starts to chant, he's on the path of auspiciousness. There is a praman or a argument given in the Kashi Kanda of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, where it says, even if it is touched only by mistake, a spark still burns. In the same way, when it touches the lips, the holy name of Lord Hari burns all sins. So yes, and you have a little spark, and you throw it into a straw, the burning process will start. And after some time, maybe first a lot of smoke, the fire takes hold there and increases. So when even a little chanting Hare Krishna starts, then some happiness comes. I experience this when I go on the road here in Germany and people notice my dhoti and they look and talk, and then I turn to them and say with a winning smile Hare Krishna, and they smile back, and they when they are a little pious respond Hare Krishna, like this. Of course, my dear devotees, my dear friends, and also my dear skeptics in the audience, you can withhold the process. If the straw is very wet, it will take some time. Maybe when it's really wet, the spark will extinguish. So when you chant and you are engaged in many counterproductive activities, and you think many counterproductive thoughts, and you are always not there, you are in a chronical, you have a chronic habit of distraction, then the result is held up a little bit. But just as Krishna has bodily forms like Hamsa and Varaha, the holy name has taken these transcendental forms of the syllables of the alphabet to appear and give pleasure to devotees and ordinary people by destroying the misery. Misery means karma and seeds of karma within the heart. This is the mercy of the Nam Avatar, who has come for the bhaktas and the janas, ordinary people. I would like to ask you a question now. Have you ever noticed that when you are in a room by yourself or with a group of people, and suddenly you become aware that a very dear person, dear to you, enters, your energy instantaneously changes? I have noted that when I chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I'm alone in the temple room in our little ashram, and then Gokrishna enters. Ooh, then I sit properly, Hare Krishna, and my level of energy changes. After all, I don't want to look like an absolute incompeep, a person who is spiritually incompetent before someone whom I care about and whose opinion is important for me. So when a devotee shifts his consciousness and understands that the holy name are not merely syllables, but it is Krishna who has taken the avatar or the form of syllables to give pleasure to the living entities, then the devotee understands there is a divine presence. The Lord is there. And at that moment, something changes in his perspective. He begins to really think in a different way. And here I will come to a discovery which has changed my entire perspective of what is chanting all around. It is such a profound discovery that I request you now to put the chips aside if you're eating, to end the WhatsApp message which you're just now typing maybe, and to stop all the other things which may go on, because you will need some deep focus to get this. This is the main philosophical contribution. And if we hear this, our Shraddha will really go up like anything. It's the main philosophical contribution of whom? Of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In relationship to the holy name, you are the seen. You're not seeing it. You are the chanted one. You're not so much the chanter. You are an instrument in which, through which the Lord in the form of the holy name works. See, when we look into this world, in some limited sense, we are the seer, the drashta. For instance, I look now out of the window. No, let me not look so far. I look now into the camera. I see one mobile phone for all of you and another mobile phone for later for YouTube. What else do I see? I see the lamp here. I see Gokrishna, whom you will hopefully also soon see with the harmonium. I see another assistant with the pieces of paper. It has 10 minutes left. I will be shown this. And then when I don't react, 5 minutes left. So that I give the time. And in this way, I'm having a limited overview of what is happening in the room. But I do not see many other things. All the living entities, all the mosquitoes, or mosquitoes maybe not, ants, fine living entities. Also, if there is maybe a different entities also here, we are not really seeing everything. Now, in relationship to Krishna, we are not seeing him at all at the present moment. However, he looks at us. Prabhupada said once, when you chant, Krishna comes. He's there and asks you, yes, what do you want? When we go in the morning before Krishna on the altar, the devotee is also the seen. He is watched by Krishna. This is the intimate, more intimate meaning of darshan. You are reporting to the Lord and he sees you. This is the mantra which you which one can chant. Shubha drishti karo prabhu jagatera prati jaguka hridaye mora sumangalarati. The darshan mantra when you stand before the Lord. O my Lord, please open your eyes and cast your merciful glance upon the world. Look also upon me and awaken within my heart the auspicious rati, or divine love. My dear devotees, my dear friends, as we chant, no, Krishna is there. He sees you and shape up. act in a way as to please him. Because then the Supreme Lord will appear right before your heart. I have another mantra for you, how Narada Muni chants. It is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 1633, and let us see that it appears in the comment section as a pinned verse. Is it there? Then I will already start to chant. It will come, and you can chant along with me. Ragayata svavirjani tirta. Please join me. Tirta pada priya shrava ahuta iva me shikram dashanam jati shetasi. Narada Muni tells us about his experience of chanting, his experience how the Lord comes, how he's there, how he is present. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart, as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. So this is the important point which I would like to relate this today. Krishna is there when we chant. But Krishna only comes when you call upon him with bhakti or devotion. Krishna is not like the waiter in your restaurant where you chant or call his name. Hey John, come. John dutifully comes because he knows he will get a few coins, some tip at the end. No, Krishna only comes not because of our coins, our wealth, not because of our education, no, not because of our physical beauty, no, not because we may have taken birth in a very good family, no. Krishna only comes when he sees the bhakti or devotion. There's another verse I would like to chant with you from the Matara Shruti. It is about bhakti. It's very beautiful, and it tells us how the chanting must be imbued with bhakti. Bhakti has two forms. It has the Cheshta Rupa, means the form of our effort, and the Bhava Bhakti, Bhava Rupa, our inner mood. And that inner mood must be the Bhakti Bhava, the mood of bhakti. So let us chant together. Bhakti Vainam Nayati, Bhakti Vainam Dashati, Bhakti Vasha Purusho, Bhakti Eva Bhuyasi. Bhakti brings one to the Lord. Bhakti reveals the Lord. Bhakti brings the Lord under the control of the devotee. Bhakti is stronger than the Lord. You may say, Maharaji, how will I get this bhakti that will attract the form of Krishna so that he makes his nama avatar on my tongue? Make an effort. Remember, bhakti has two forms. Cheshta Rupa, your effort, and then Bhava Rupa, the Bhakti Bhava, the inner form. Our efforts, when we act, it sometimes brings the mood. There was an study in Japan with the stressed out Japanese student before an examination. And some of the students, a control group of 100 people, the 50 got, they were told to smile, and they said, "We can't smile on command." So the researchers gave them a pen, and they had to put the pen in the mouth, and then I don't want to do it. I'm looking to my writing table, but it would be too, I don't know. When you put a pen in your mouth, you may not need to do it, believe me. Your mouth will move to the side as if you are smiling. And already that effort to put a pen on your in your mouth, it's a forced smile, will give you the endorphins and the everything, so that some heaviness is signaled in your body. These students who studied with a pen in their mouth or with a forced smile, with an smile they had put on their face with an effort, were much less stressed than the ones who didn't do this method. So the point is here, if you don't have bhakti, make an effort. Or as Prabhupada said, if you are not humble, humility is a good mood for bhakti, it supports bhakti, then act as if you are humble, and after some time, it will come. I think in American language you have the saying, fake it until you make it. I'm not entirely happy here with this. I don't know if faking has a place in devotional service, but in some sense, in a limited sense, you can make an effort even without having bhakti. And after some time, the bhakti will come. Then Krishna will be attracted. You will feel his presence. And even if you don't yet feel it, act as if he is present. Act as if he has come in the room where you are chanting. The holy name is there. Krishna is there. You should try your best now. And how we will do this, what type of practice we will put to our Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, our bhakti done with an effort, that I would like to teach you in the following section now. Oh. First section, is done. Now, the second section, we will talk about practice and we will do practice. There is an amazing quotation from the Chandogya Upanishad, which is telling us about the result of breathing. This is the analogy. Again, you will need to listen very, very attentively. A falcon in training. You know these falcons, these birds were used in Arab to spot wildlife so that the riders on their white Arabian horses can find the lion or whomever they are after, no? A falcon in training who is tied by a string to its perch first flies in every direction, finding no rest anywhere. But at last it settles down on the very place where it is fastened. In exactly the same way, my son, the mind first flies in every direction, and finding no rest anywhere, settles down on breath. For indeed, my son, the mind is fastened to breath. This is obviously something from the yoga tradition. I have taken a verse from the Bhagavatam. It's in the 4th canto, chapter 8, text 44. I believe it will appear in the comments before you. Pranayamina trivrita pranendriya manomalam shaner vyudasya vidyayen manasa guruna gurum. It's nice to chant Bhagavatam. Let's do it again. Pranayamina triva vrita pranendriya manomalam shanev yudasya vidyayan manas sa guru na gurum. This is Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj. After sitting on your seat, practice the three kinds of breathing exercises. This is inhaling, holding, and exhaling. In any order, you can also start with exhaling, holding, inhaling. And thus, by practicing this breathing, gradually control the life air, the mind, and the senses. Completely free yourself from all material contamination, and with great patience begin to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our mind, as you know, is an entity which is very difficult to get a hold on. It seems to elude us, our thoughts, especially in the night, or when moods come, or when we remember something, or when all of a sudden something appears. It seems we have no direct control over our inner thought traffic. But breath, that is something which we have control of. It's something very physical which we can direct. We can inhale and exhale at will. It is an indirect yet very powerful tool to control the mind. Therefore, it says, by practicing this breathing exercises, thus gradually control the life air, the mind, and the senses. Now, Prabhupada, he says, whether one comes to the stage that is mind control and thinking of the Lord within by the Ashtanga Yoga system, breathing and all, pranayama, or if one comes to the stage of thinking of the Lord within by the method recommended in the Shastras, especially for this present age, that is to constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. The goal is to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me be more clear. In old times, to control the mental traffic, which otherwise would control us, was done by pranayama. However, we all know the scriptures repeatedly tell us that this is a very difficult process. It's part of an eightfold process. Prabhupada says, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one immediately concentrates his mind on the sound vibration and thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord, and very quickly one is elevated to the position of samadhi or trance. If one goes on chanting the holy names of the Lord, which are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally his mind naturally becomes absorbed in thought of the Lord. My point is here, it's possible to direct the mind. It's possible to absorb the mind. In old times, this was done by bringing the mind, fastening the mind, tying the mind to breathing exercises or pranayama. In this age, the same thing is accomplished by fastening, connecting, bringing in contact of the our minds with the mantra. And in this way, this beautiful example of the falcon who is like the mind flying everywhere, but who comes finally to rest, can be translated in the falcon of the mind comes to rest when it lands on the mantra. We are talking about the Nama Avatar, how the Lord appears, how he can appear in our life. And we are talking about that he will only do this when he sees bhakti in our heart. This bhakti, again, has two forms. One of it is an effort, a serious effort in the processes of devotional service. And or for the purpose of this japa or holy name retreat, if we seriously bring the mind to the mantra. I promised you last Sunday a very nice practice for this. It is the practice which we have detailed in our book, The Living Name. It's there, it can be found. I will tell you later. It is by bringing the mind focusing it, concentrating it, fastening it to the first hari of each mantra. You must start to make the connection between your mind and the mantra somewhere. And the easiest way for the mind is to bring it on point, a clearly defined, clearly visible point. There you can direct it. And this clearly defined point is the first hari, the beginning of the mantra. I would like to start with you an exercise, a little, and then I will explain it. We will first chant the Hare Krishna mantra and then the first our pranams to Prabhupada and then the Panchatattva Maha mantra. That's very important. One wonderful devotee has written a very nice comment, and I'm gratefully including this, the need of chanting Panchatattva mantra. It is said by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhara and Srivas, the obstacles on the path of chanting are immediately removed so that we can go ahead. This will be important that you fully participate to feel the effect. But bring now the mind in contact the mantra at one point, the Hare. Gokrishna, my assistant, will be the voice which you all, of all of you, I mean, this means please chant along with him because I will tell you a few things as we chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Yes, I see in my mind's eye for you of you are coming, sitting before the computer. It's now time for all of us to sit straight. Open our chest. You can sit in your chairs or on the floor as you please. Those of you who have bead bags, please take your beads in your hands. And we will chant together in one voice. Again, we chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. The way I chant is, I always, when I say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, I go to Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur or in Ljubljana, we have beautiful Panchatattva deities. Then, Prabhu Nityananda on the left side, Sri Advaita even further left, Gadadha next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you see it all vice, how do you topsy-turvy, and then Srivas, huh? Okay, everyone, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Now chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Continue to chant with Gokrishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now, bring all your attention to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And again, all the attention to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I will speak to you, but just continue to chant with Gokrishna. The first Hare now. Yes. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Lend your attention on the first Hare. Now it's coming. Yes. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The mind now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Now Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. You must know one thing. The mind is going in its habitual circuits. They are called in science neuropaths, neurocircuits. And if we ever want to come to a stage where we break the old patterns, or let us say, leave them at least for some time, we need to create new paths, new circuits. And this is only done by doing a new thing again and again. At that time, let me show you. Maybe you have a habitual circuit which is like this. It always goes on. Since time immemorial, you think and so on. Now, with the chanting, you are unplugging this, or parallel, you're creating a new, entirely new pathway, a circuit. And this happens only if you bring the holy name inside, if you focus the mind, if you are absolutely focused. The mind is a pattern finder or pattern searcher. It will look for a thinking pattern and it will stay like this. Look at old people. They always say the same thing. Look at most people nowadays. They always do the same thing. When we start chanting, we will create a new pattern of absorption in Krishna, who has come as the Nam Avatar. And that breaks the material thoughts, the material patterns, and you discover entirely new ones. So this is what you do when you really bring all your attention. That means some neurons will fire. They will connect that after some time of practicing it. You will be an experienced Krishna devotee who thinks of Krishna, who never forgets him, who's always together with him. Again, let us, without further ado, try this. Some of you may have not yet fully participated. If you have not yet, please, this is your chance. Take your mind away from whatever it is thinking. Even thinking about this particular online class. It's good, it's wonderful, it's not so good. This is not the point here. Now the point is to come out of thinking patterns and create a pattern of absolute absorption. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. The first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Please continue to chant with Gaur Krishna. Now try to be present to each one of the holy name. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Be present to each holy name. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Allow yourself to be carried by the flow of the mantra. Stay in the mantra, remain there. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Let every cell in you chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Absorb with your whole being the chanting Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. We can maintain this absorption where everything of you really is pervaded by the holy name in the small kirtan which we will do now. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everybody please. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Please, everybody, chant again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bol. I do not know how it is for you, but I can imagine it is a little bit more difficult to sit before the computer screen and chant than to sit with all these enthusiastic chanters and feel the energy just taking you as if riding on a wave of the holy name. But remember, this is about cheshta, an effort, cheshta rupa bhakti, that we try the 64 processes of devotional service outlined by Rupa Goswami, and one tries, and then it's clear one is still in an as-if modus. It's not yet the real thing, but as we do this, it becomes the real thing, where some good Krishna consciousness or the Krishna Bhavanamrita, the nectar of the Krishna Bhava or Krishna consciousness is coming up. So we will now do a very brief pause for you to go maybe to the restroom and do something, and in the pause you can already write your questions, because in a minute or so we will start. I'm receiving notes from you. I cannot understand my, yes, my glasses. Yes, you hint where my glasses are. Good. Already there are a few questions here. Let me use this time to make a few announcements where you can all rest a little bit or so on. First of all, I need to say greetings to all devotees who are watching. There are in Russia devotees, in the US AR devotees, in the Radhadish temple room. Hari Bol, that's very nice. I'm with you. There's Velkyo from Split, our film producer, who has presented his film to, who was it, Brad Pitt or someone whose his last name was Pitt, I think. I remember, because that's the first name of my father. Then there's Sri Prahlad and Hari Kirtan. Greetings to all of you. Then I need to tell you, you can rewatch the video of this class on the Facebook page together with the notes of our highly talented Abhishek. They will be noted there so that you get a summary of the course there. Yes. And we can now... It's quite exciting. So many things are going on. We can now go directly into the questions. I have here a question. Are we really chanting the holy name? Since our body is chanting the names, material nature is fulfilling it as the Lord sanctions. How does our chanting connect our soul to the Lord? Srila Prabhupada once said, you cannot chant. wait a minute before you switch off the computer and say, okay, there's no hope for me. No, not like this. But a material tongue cannot chant the holy name. And he quoted this verse, which I think we all know. Atasi Krishna Namadi Na bhavet grayam indriyai. That is, the dumb and dull material senses and mind cannot fathom the Lord's name, qualities, pastimes. He is of a different category altogether, my dear devotees. How can your eyes see the subtle thoughts? It's not possible. How can your tongue catch what is most fine, that is the all spiritual form of the Lord, or name of the Lord? It starts with the name, then the form, and so on. But the verse continues, Sevan muke hi jivado svayam eva spuratyada. Someone who turns to the Lord in seva, sevan muke. Muke means face, and you turn the face towards service. To such a devotee, the Lord becomes Spuratyada. It means Spurti is an, he reveals himself, he appears. The Lord has a weak spot in his heart. The spot is, the weak spot is for the those who pray, his devotees, his bhaktas. And these bhaktas, I need to come back again to this form again and again. You may not yet have the mood, the loving ecstasy of a devotee in your heart. But if you just try to make the effort to be like that, then Krishna considers you also his devotee in training, the with a falcon mind in training. And that is why it is so important to make the effort to chant the holy name absorbed in Krishna. You know, Srila Prabhupada would be very, very, very direct on this. When he gave instructions to kirtan leaders, he said, your task is not to please a crowd. No, what you must satisfy Krishna. That is what we do. Your business, I found it, your business is not to satisfy the crowd. Your business is to satisfy Krishna. And then the crowd will be automatically satisfied. We are not going to please the crowd. We are going to give them Krishna. He said this in Los Angeles in December 1968. This is when we chant, no? Make this effort. And the effort for Krishna, the seva while you chant, is to really be there for him. Once I asked a very advanced god brother of mine, I don't think he would be very satisfied if I give his name, how he chants. And he says, I consider it a worship, like offering flowers and so on. Yes, I have a person who is very dear to me, our Christian, Haribol Christian. A question is here. In previous ages, pranayam, this age, chanting, why not actively always combine both in the daily practice? He is a very intelligent man. There are methods in which the breathing is connected with the chanting for better concentration and better absorption. We have not been taught so much in our movement this, but there is a vast amount of Vaishnava knowledge about it. And if you would like to try, it goes like this. You breathe out while chanting, making the sound. I will help you to understand by when I make this gesture, it means breathe out, no? And when I make this gesture, it means breathe in. So you breathe out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, for instance. And then you mentally chant, while breathing in. Then again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare, and so on. If there is a question, I'm willing to answer that on WhatsApp. So you combine it. Now, the interesting thing is that someone who chants in a focused way, he will automatically develop a breathing rhythm. See, while you chant, both the inhaling and the exhaling has to go on. Otherwise, you would die, no? So, therefore, Prabhupada has summarized what you can also learn separately by saying that chanting is a form of pranayama. It is a breath regulation. Pranayama means prana, breath, or the vital force in the breath, and ayam means regulation. So when you chant and you chant absorbed and your mind is not going all over the place, then you will naturally develop a certain breathing pattern where you breathe out with the mantra and breathe in with the mantra. But if you wish to do that consciously, then you would do it like this. You would, while you breathe out, chant the mantra, and then while you breathe in, you can do chant the mantra silently. When I am very disturbed, I'm not usually very disturbed, but when I'm physically exhausted, then I do this for half a round. I chant, I exhale, on the count of two mantras, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now I can't do it. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then breathe in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, two. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, like this. Yes, so very good question. Yes, then I have been requested to greet all of you, Brahma Tirtha Prabhu. As you know, when I'm with Brahma Tirtha, we talk about many things. We are both quite, interested in talking about many different things from many angles of vision. Then there's Mantrini, the mother of Jai Shri Radhe. Welcome, welcome, Mantrini. Then there's our Radha Jivan. Radha Jivan, you always give pleasure to my heart. Then, oh yeah, Christian, that was Christian's question. It's Yamnam is also there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There is another question by Brahma Tirtha Prabhu on the same subject. Should we be aware of our breathing while chanting? I have never heard this from Prabhupada's mouth, and I therefore also only when I'm quite exhausted, like I explained to Christian before, I do this, and when I want to really break my thought pattern and really do the breathing and the chanting together. But that's something which I do on my own account. Normally, when you chant, you will find the breathing pattern. And, you know, there is a problem with focusing on a breathing pattern. You might only think of the breathing and how to get it together. As we have heard, the little story, there was once centipede who was a beautiful dancer. This was so much disturbing the ugly toad, the frog, that she wrote him a sabotage letter. Tell me, Mr. Centipede, how do you dance so beautifully? Do you start with your 50th right foot and then you go forward to your first foot and then you go to the left line and somehow bring the foot there in a rhythm? Centipede said, when he got this letter, I have no idea, but when I start dancing the next time, I do it. I do watch it, how I dance. And he tried to watch, and he just fell on the ground. He stumbled carefully. So when we become, during the chanting, too much absorbed in other things, like breathing patterns and so on, it may not be useful. But for some of us, and I want to include the vast audience of people, it is helpful. And I must admit, for me, it is helpful. I do it for one round when I'm... Today I did it, for instance, for one round. But usually my preferred chanting style is, it's like an emergency thing for me. My preferred style is to find my own breathing as I chant. Here's another question. Which is a higher priority at a neophyte stage? Focus on quality, then it will take longer to chant each round, and maybe not we cannot complete 16, or focus on quantity. Thank you for your patience. There may be different views on this. I clearly opt for the quality view. I think once you really focus on quality, you will begin to like chanting. You will look forward to chanting, and you will naturally increase the number. Now, when you have taken initiation, then you are, it's a little bit different. You are promising a certain amount of rounds, and you keep this just to show the holy name that you are not indifferent. You're not, you show up, you are doing your quota for his pleasure. So before you take a quick initiation, good to develop the quality of your chanting. Then, in my practice, I have observed sometimes I'm absorbed to some extent in my chanting, but sometimes it's far off. You're not alone. I find it difficult to be consistent in the practice. I feel it's related to the extent you are absorbed in Krishna Katha and your association and your physical and emotional mood before you start chanting. Please advise how consistency can be achieved, even though the above are not always possible because of your personal situation. Yes. Sometimes I'm absorbed, I'm not, and it may have to do with my being absorbed in Krishna Katha and association and so on. So, everything you do in devotional service is based on the foundation of your Shraddha. Shra means the heart, and Dha means to give. When you give your heart to Krishna, that means you have deep faith in Krishna, then the fundament, then you have a strong fundament which carries all other devotional practices. In the beginning, Shraddha is one thing, but after some time, it should come to the state of Nishtha, firm, unshakable. Our whole journey in spiritual life is a journey of Shraddha, where it should become stronger and stronger until we can come to the level of full surrender and full attachment to Krishna. So, how do we strengthen our Shraddha? When your Shraddha is strong, your chanting will be strong. When your Shraddha is weak, your chanting will be weak. Please listen, because this might really help you. Shraddha is strengthened primarily by three processes. One is philosophy. The other are people. The third are your practice. Let's start with philosophy. or knowledge. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita describes knowledge in various ways. He says, it's like a boat that carries us. He says, it's like a fire which burns our karma. He says, it's like a lamp which illuminates a dark place. Knowledge, there's another analogy which escapes my memory at the moment. Knowledge or philosophy is the first foundation of Shraddha. It carries you. It makes everything clear so that there are no doubts there. The next is people or Sangha, devotees who have deep, deep faith. When you see their example, when you see how they conduct themselves in this life, when you see how naturally and automatically they take to Krishna consciousness, you're just so pleased. And faith comes to you. Like once Prabhupada was asked, how can you take up the whole world? You'd argue with all the philosophers, the theologists, the scientists, to say that Krishna is the cause of all causes. How do you, from where do you take this conviction and the strength to take on any opposing opinion? And Prabhupada said, very simple. He said, when people say there is no God, how can I believe them when I see Krishna every single moment of my life? Yes. When we have contact with such pure devotees or hear about them, our Shraddha increases. And finally, practice. Yes, your practice should give you that contact, that experience. That's what we do here in the Japa online course. We practice, we give tips or we hear tips for practice which will give us that Shraddha, that inner strength. And we hear some knowledge so that we have a boat to go, that we have a lamp to see, that we have a fire to burn our karma to ashes. Yes, this is the idea. Japa is much more than mantra chanting. I think by now you see it is a complete practice in itself. Very complete. Good. Now I have to see. I'm getting to my time limit, and I think I have 6 more minutes. So here's another question. There's so many good questions coming in. Hare Krishna, please could you kindly answer this? What does it mean by chanting a devotee automatically performs all other limbs of devotional service? Let's go through them. When you chant, there is an expression of the holy name, and there is hearing of the holy name. So, shravanam, hearing, and kirtanam are done. As you chant, Krishna comes to your mind. It is expected that Krishna naturally arrives in your mind. We had this today. I'm not. We read that when a devotee chants, then he automatically thinks of Krishna and comes even, Prabhupada said, in Krishna Samadhi. To help you do this, you have to really do this seva, this cheshta rupa bhakti, and it does help a lot to sit before the form of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, either a picture or your home deity, and chant being mindful of the deity as you chant. So there we also have archanam. And in this way, you can go through all the devotional services which are done as you advance in your chanting, because in your chanting, you are relating with Krishna in a service mode. So you do all the kinds of seva. Like my godbrother said, when he chants, he offers flower. He feels with each mantra, he offers flowers to the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada once said to Indradyumna Maharaj, how chanting is sakyam, also making friends. He said, when we chant, our mood should be, my dear friend, my dear friend. That is how a devotee relates to Krishna. That Prabhupada told to one individual devotee. No? So all the processes you will find in them. Finally, Atma Nivedanam, you surrender to Krishna. What it means is you feel, I only need you, Krishna. I only want you, Krishna. You feel sheltered. That means absolutely peaceful. I'm now together with my Lord. Hare Krishna. So again, I'm sorry, I need to finish exactly in 2.5 minutes now. So please allow me to make the final announcements for today. So, we meet for Japa session number 3. It has 7 sessions. So for the next one, which is the Japa online course number 3, we will go into other processes of other discoveries and then other connected processes in our chanting. Here it was the first Hari, really connecting with the mantra through one point and then extending the point and embracing the whole mantra or being embraced by the whole mantra. So that continues next Sunday, the same time. You can get the information on the Facebook page where you are looking now. There it is. Then I wanted to announce another interesting thing, that is a kirtan experience. There are 8 sessions. We had already one. It went very well as far as I could see by the feedbacks. The next one will be Tuesday, 28th of April, from 8 to 8:45 p.m. European time. That's CET. That is also for those of you who stay in America, a human time, you know. 8 to 8:45 European time. But it will not be on Facebook. It will be on Instagram Live, on Sachinandan Swami Instagram Live. That Tuesday, 28th. But it will be also announced on the Facebook, I assume. Also, I know this is a lot. Join the Global Pandemic Kirtan Online on Facebook every day. It's called Global Pandemic Kirtan Online on Facebook every day. If you wish, this is also nice kirtan devotees are chanting there every yes, every day. Good. Then to conclude this, let me say I'm very, very happy to be with you in this japa boat, I would say, this online course. See you next Sunday for part 3. Hare Krishna.